Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Ballad of Banjo Crossing, written by Tess Evans and read by Greg Kane and Mimi Kwa.
With a little patience and a lot of key jiggling, Marty locked up the cafe and drove back along the highway. She turned at the sign Compton's Run and, flanked by a handsome avenue of cypress, continued down the gravel driveway to the homestead. She had admired this house as a child and came to appreciate it more with maturity. Long and low, its French windows opened onto a well-shaded veranda that looked out over a sloping lawn and an English rose garden. Best of all were the red-brown handmade bricks that had long since settled its form into the landscape. Approaching the house, Marty saw that Mrs. Compton Ballard, wearing a large hat and plying a moth-eaten ostrich feather fan, was enthroned on the front veranda. The old lady craned her neck and peered at the younger woman standing no more than a metre away. "It's Marty Lawrence, Mrs. Compton Ballard, just popping in to see if there's anything you need." "I need my glasses." Marty picked up the glasses from the cluttered wicker table. "Shall I make us a cuppa?" Mrs. Compton Ballard clutched her fan in horror. "You are my guest," she said, tinkling a tarnished bell. "Violet Mercer will make the tea." "Violet's dead, remember? She had a stroke. Years ago now. I was still at school." The old woman plucked fretfully at her sleeve. "She didn't say anything to me about going off and dying. Who'll make my tea now?" Marty, inured to such ramblings, went into the house and put on the kettle. She'd be glad when Susan came back from her holiday, but couldn't begrudge her the break. Poor Susan Compton, waiting hand and foot on her mother, she hadn't lived her own life for years. Marty brought out the tea and sat a while before leaving to pick up her children. Later, someone else would come by with an evening meal. The Country Women's Association had rostered the care of its oldest member while her daughter was away. As Marty took her leave, Mrs. Compton Ballard thanked her with a faint air of condescension. She was, Marty thought wryly, used to being waited on. It was only to be expected from someone with such impeccable family connections.